Soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight. Be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Faster cars, boats and trains, supersonic airplanes, everybody's going somewhere. Even rockets speed.
On the last two messages I preached over the airwaves, I was teaching on the subject, You Are Gods. In Psalm chapter 82, in verse 1, it tells us, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth amongst the gods.
And in verse 6, it tells us, I have said, you are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High, but you shall die like men. Even though we shall die in this life, God gives us a title. We are gods. What on earth does that mean? That scripture has intrigued me for years. I have sought the Lord on this, and God has given me a revelation. And when you start thinking about it, it basically boggles the mind. The idea of God is bring us to where He is. How long will that take? According to Scripture, it will take an eternity. So that leaves your imaginations to think on that. How long is eternity? It's forever. So will we finally ever be exactly like the Most High God? And eternity is forever. So that leaves you to imagine how long that is. But it clearly teaches us something. We have become the bride of Christ. Jesus is in God, and we are in Jesus. It's the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Those three are one. But where does the bride come in? Where does she sit? At the end of this message, I will explain where our place is in Christ, in God. We need to understand we have responsibility. If God has given us that position, we are His authority here on earth. And we need to pay attention to that authority. The things that are happening now, that is on the church. The Bible teaches, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then I would forgive their sins and heal their land. It is not the prostitute, it is not the homosexual, it is not those people who are into drugs and sin and all of that stuff. It is the Church of Jesus Christ that have neglected their office. God has called us to be His hands, His mouthpiece. He has made us kings and priests. We need to preach the gospel, and we need to be as a king to decree over what is happening. We're responsible for how the government is. We're responsible for how things are operating on earth. And the reason it is like that is because God has given us that responsibility. Why is the world in a mess it's in? Because the church has had a time of pleasure. Here in North America, they have turned to other gods, like sports and all other idols, forgetting that they have a responsibility. So today I'll teach on how we need to get back to where God has called us to be, our responsibility, and we need to understand who we are in Christ. So before I get into this message today, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray that you will open people's hearts to the truth of Scripture. I ask that you will bless those who are listening. I come against the spirit of unbelief, Lord, that people will truly understand where they stand with God. I ask you for anointing upon this message in Jesus' name. Amen. Over the years as a Christian, I have studied the Word of God and have found out that God determines that we are part of Him, that we are in His family, that we are the bride of Christ. That was His determination right from the beginning when He said, we will create man in our image. He breathed His breath of life into us. That means that we have a part, our spirit man has always been with God. It had always existed with God because it comes from God, even though we do not remember. We don't remember before the foundation of the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ is different. Even though he was born as a human being, the Bible teaches us that he remembers the glory he had before the foundations of the earth. So he is God. Christ is in God, but Jesus has chosen a bride. He has chosen that we become like he is. If we are his brethren, if we are his bride, then we become like he is. We have the same office. And Jesus is in God. It works like a husband and wife. They both have the same office, but they both have different functions. This is why God give us marriage for an example as how we are in Christ. And we need to understand that. And I believe most people who are Christians understand how marriage works. This is why God set it up, to allow us to understand how things will work once we get into the kingdom. So in Isaiah chapter 42 in verse 8, it tells us, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. That's Jehovah God speaking. And here it clearly says that his glory he will not give to another. So that settles it. God tells us he will not give it to another, not to any graven image, not to anybody. So, but what happens here? When we are grafted into Christ, are we then another? No, we have become part of the kingdom of God. We have become part of God. We have been grafted into his family. So that gives us something to think about. And we need to understand this while we're here on this earth. We have a great responsibility. God has given us this earth to take care of. And many in the church have neglected that responsibility. I want to show you something out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I've taught on this before. In verse 26 it says, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he has said all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Here is where we have to start thinking a little bit. We have to start pondering. The Lord Jesus himself will place himself under the authority of God. There is a reason for that. Before the foundation of the earth, the Bible teaches us that he was in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, at the end of this age, when everything will be put under his feet, the Son himself will place himself under God. Why is that happening? I believe I have an explanation of that. But first, I have to explain who we are in Christ Jesus. In Revelation chapter 19, in verse 7, it tells us, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Here it tells us that we have become the bride of Christ, the wife of Christ. And what gives us the right to be the wife of Christ. It tells us this: it was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. What does this scripture mean? The fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. What is the righteousness of the saints? It is the blood of Jesus Christ that made us righteous and holy and pure in the eyes of God. So that represents that fine linen which was granted to us. This is why we're holy and pure. God Himself granted to us that precious blood, and that makes us righteous. In here it is called the fine linen, clean and white. So that now all of a sudden we are in Christ here at the marriage supper of the Lamb. For the wife has made herself ready with the blood of Jesus Christ. So let us think about that. It's not our righteous acts. It's not our good doings. It's the blood of Jesus that makes us righteous with God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 in verse 18, it tells us this: but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So the Spirit of the Lord will bring us from glory to glory. Just like we see Jesus, we will become like Him. It says we're going to be changed from glory to glory. And we have to admit that the Bible teaches us that Jesus is in God, and we will become like Jesus. We will go from glory to glory. That is a very interesting picture that God wants to give us. We, the children of God, need to understand these things. The sacrifice at the cross of Calvary was not only to forgive us of our sins, it was to bring us into right standing with God, where God, from the beginning, had this in mind that we will be His family. He created us in His own image. He breathed His breath into us. We became His child. We became His family. Satan came along and destroyed it, but Jesus Christ at the cross of Calvary made it right. So where are we today in this? Do we have a chance of ever coming back into the status where God wants us to be? I see it written all over Scripture that we're going to be brought, that we are brought back into our office, into our right standing with God, and into the place where God wants us. And that has been done through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So for those of you who are not born again, God is calling you into His kingdom, into His family. He needs to fulfill the number of His bride. And that will one day happen. And when it does happen, that's when I believe we will be taken from this planet in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. The Bible teaches us, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed. And then we shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus shall we ever be with the Lord. So I'm asking you, those of you who are not sure of their salvation, those of you who are in religion, those of you who are not born again by the Spirit of God, you need to come to Jesus today. Today is the day of salvation. Do not be stubborn. Come to him while there is time, for time is fast running out. I want you to understand and know that God has an incredible future for us, and he does not want us to miss out on that future. And for those who reject the call, they will have to spend their eternity separated from God. You have to remember, you are created an eternal being, and you will live for eternity, whether it'll be in the glories of heaven, rejoicing with your bridegroom, or in the eternal lake of fire, where the smoke of their torment shall arise forever and ever. The choice is entirely up to you. So open your heart to this incredible message, because we are fast running out of time. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself.
I have the world to offer you.
Yes, you have the world to hold till the day when God declares time on earth shall be no more.
Fire and brimstone shall rain down and melt it like the snow. What will you have to offer then to a dying soul?
Think of all you're giving up.
I'm giving up the chance to die. Spend eternity in hell, burning in a lake of fire.
I thank God he's made a way that I might escape. By the living grace of God, I shall see his face.
But you don't sin, you're good enough.
There's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. All we like sheep have gone astray.
We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
But what about the friends you lose?
There may be some that don't agree. They may say that I'm a fool, but they don't have to stand for me.
Jesus said he'd be my friend and he'd walk with me, and he'd never leave my side throughout eternity.
But life will be too dull for you.
Everything you've offered me don't mean nothing to my heart, for from sin I've been set free.
Praise the Lord, I'm going home ever to rejoice. Take this world and get behind. I have found peace of mind. Everlasting joy is mine. Jesus is my choice.
On this part of the program, I want to explain to you what it means to be the bride of Christ. And I pray that God will give me the right words so that you can clearly understand. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, in verse 14, the Bible teaches us, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. So what happened at the Garden of Eden? Adam saw what his wife did, and the choice he made was for his bride, for his wife. Instead of siding with God, he chose to partake of the sin with his wife. Thus, they were expelled from the Garden of Eden, and that's where we are now. But the second Adam, Jesus Christ, he chooses to be with his bride. This is why he is putting himself into in subjection unto God. Found in these scriptures are found in 1 Corinthians. He places himself under God's authority. For what reason? It is to bring his bride into the same office that he has. So he will then, for the rest of eternity, bring his bride into that place where God is, where the Holy Spirit is, and where Jesus is. I want to explain this. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and then it'll be the bride of Christ. We have the same office, but different functions. This is why Satan came to deceive Eve in the Garden of Eden. He wanted that office that Eve had. This is why he said, I will be like the Most High. And then he was brought down to earth. That office was for Adam and Eve. And that office is for the bride of Christ. That's why Satan hates the bride of Christ so much. This is why the bride has to suffer. It's because Satan is terribly jealous of her. And this is why the Lord Jesus Christ will lead his bride from glory to glory. The Bible teaches us very clearly that we see Jesus as through a glass, but we will be changed from glory to glory into the image of Jesus himself. Listen to Ephesians chapter 2 in verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. He has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He has brought us into Christ Jesus through the precious blood of Jesus. Now, how long will it take Jesus to lead us into God, to be part of that kingdom? It says that in the ages to come, ages, how many ages? I don't know. Eternity is forever. In the ages to come, he might show us the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. These things are incredible if we start studying them. No wonder Satan is so terribly jealous of the bride of Christ. He knows that they had half the office that he coveted so much. He said, I will be like the Most High. But that office was reserved for the bride of Christ. They will be led into that place, even though it may take an eternity. But they will be led into that place by our Lord Jesus Christ, under the instruction of God Jehovah. So here is how we end up. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and the Bride of Christ. So open your heart to these incredible things. Study them for yourself and find out what your responsibilities are here on this earth, and what you're going to be for the rest of eternity. So let the Lord bless you and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.